Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, the World Cup has kicked off and German goalkeeper Manuel Neuer is ready to defy FIFA by wearing the One Love armbands. Please elaborate.
Yeah, you know, the reality is that in some regions in the world, you know, they aren't as open-minded as others. And the intention was that the European clubs would put a focus on some of the LGBTQ rights in Qatar. Right now it's criminalized homosexuality. And the plan was they would wear armbands. Even Manuel Neuer came out and said, as the captain himself, he would even take fines because he had the backing of the German Football Association. You know, but they had to pump the brakes because FIFA has indicated that the European clubs with that intention could suffer a docking in the point system and then suffer their opportunity to advance to out of the group stage. Obviously, you know, the teams, the players themselves want to keep their eyes on the prize. They're focused on winning the World Cup. And that's understandable when you look at FIFA's policy. Okay, FIFA's policy, they've always made it very clear that they do not support any type of political messaging unless it's dictated by FIFA itself. And we've seen this in the past. There are some clubs, you know, trying to shine a light. For instance, the United States men's national team, they've changed their logo to represent rainbow colors, but that's only taking part in the training ground, not on the actual pitch, you know, when the action matters. You know, so it looks like FIFA and the world of football will get a World Cup as usual in terms of football first.
Chris, what have the German players been saying about the tournament itself?
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. You know, I spoke on Manuel Neuer. You know, he talked about the Japan game and really talked about how important it is to stick to a game plan and to get good positioning. Now, one thing he did touch on is they're going to have to try to play out from the back. You know, they know that he knows or he believes that Japan, it'll be difficult for Japan to deal with them if they play with a lot of power and pace and attack. You know, but he didn't bow down, but he did acknowledge Frankfurt's Kamada being a serious threat. You know, Japan is no slouch. And, you know, and it really comes down to how good the team can gel because the window has been so short, you know, for preparation. Serge Gnabry also touched in on it, another Bayern player. Bayern actually, you know, Hansi Flick is expected to have 7 Bayern players in the starting lineup, I think, which is phenomenal. But Serge Gnabry touched in and talked about being in a good rhythm. He's been on fire lately, scored 6 goals in his past 6 games at Bayern, and he believes that that does have carryover potential. But he did also acknowledge the weird timing of everything, the idea to get out of a rhythm with your domestic side club and then hop on a whole new game plan, you know, with your national team trying to win the ultimate national prize. You know, but he did say he's traveling with plenty of self-confidence and he hopes to get back in rhythm with Germany as soon as possible. You know, but the reality is, you know, who knows what to expect? You know, I surely didn't expect Qatar to go goalless in the opener. You know, there was even rumors about a potential payoff in that fixture versus Ecuador, but we saw how that turned out. I think a lot of shocks and awes are expected in this tournament.
Injuries have touched a few big names, Chris. Sadio Mane has been ruled out for Senegal, and Christopher Nkunku has been ruled out for France.
Yeah, Karim Benzema has also been ruled out of France. I think that's another big name. I mean, Christopher Nkunku, to his credit, he was a late addition, but he actually got hurt in a training session, and I saw the footage, you know, not the prettiest sight, and he's expected, he'll be sidelined for an undetermined period. Yeah. In terms of him, obviously he's been helping RB Leipzig, you know, thrust and climb up the domestic table in the Bundesliga. He leads the league in goals. I think he's a huge miss, more domestically than for France, which leads me to Sadio Mane. This, now, the head coach for Senegal came out, released a statement, spoke about Mane, and he expressed sorrows for him, of course, you know, but he didn't hide the importance of Sadio Mane, speaking about, you know, the whole game plan is built around Sadio Mane. And obviously the team's going to have to pick the pieces up in advance without him. And he wished Sadio Mane well, as do I, and I'm sure as does every Senegalese football fan and every football fan in general. You know, but other players have been hurt, and I don't think it'll be the last time we hear about a potential injury, you know, even while the tournament goes on. But the most important thing is do not return to the pitch premature. You have to be healthy to have a healthy career, and I hope these two players do that.
Just like always, Chris, what else has hit your radar?
Just a little bit about Sadio Mane. You know, it made me laugh a little bit. You know, Fatima Samoura, the Secretary General of FIFA, a former Senegalese diplomat and a senior executive, you know, she was pulling for a miracle, you know, for Mane to be available for Senegal, and even talked about resorting to the use of witch doctors. You know, unfortunately, that didn't work out in her favor as they intended, you know, but all in all, it just speaks to, you know, the measures one will go to see their national side prevail, because I do think it does have a trickle-down effect on society, on that particular country as well. You know, it helps shine a light on a country through the sporting vantage point, of course, but hopefully positive things can come out of any African nation advancing in this tournament, because I do think that's an important stride forward. And hopefully we see some success even without Sadio Mane leading Senegal.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington, from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke schön und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.